Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here again with another video, and holy fucking shit, has it been a real rough month for the parent company of Optic Gaming, Infinite Esports. It's just another classic example of people from outside of esports thinking their supposed expertise will just naturally translate across to esports. They made a series of terrible decisions that are all starting to kind of bear fruit. First, we had, a bunch of layoffs at the start of the month, which included the president, Chris Chaney, who kind of was a big part of the Infinite buyout. Lots of people lost their jobs, and their kind of excuse for it was, oh, we just grew too fast. Well, no shit. People on the outside looking in could have told you that you were growing too fast and were kind of throwing enough shit at a wall to see what would stick. Then this was followed up just the other day by revelations that one of the now departed staff who went kind of a little bit prior to that exodus, a guy called Ali Alakasaba, had been involved in all manner of shady dealings when it came to their involvement in the Overwatch League. And you can read a detailed report all about that over at VP Esports. We'll not be making a video about that. That report is very comprehensive. And that's not what I'm here to talk to you about today. What I'm going to be talking about is the next follow-up in the unbelievably embarrassing debacle of Optic Gaming / Infinite Esports. And that is that one of their players, Nikhil Forsaken Komawat, from the newly set up Optic Indian CSGO team, was caught on stage during a big LAN event in Asia cheating. Actually cheating, not ghosting, not looking at monitors, not talking to his colleagues during Fade to Black, which isn't a thing. Anyway, I'm talking actual legitimate cheats on your PC, hacking at this huge tournament, and yes, caught absolutely fucking red-handed. Now, just to give you a bit of background, the expansion into India had been the brainchild of the Infinite Esports management, who saw it as a means to expand their global brand awareness for a comparatively small investment. And you got to say, with all the headlines that are likely to come out over the next 24 to 48 hours, that's going to have backfired massively. It's almost as if you really need to do your fucking homework before you go off into uncharted territory. To give you some background on how it all started, the quest for the Optic Indian roster began in May this year with a collaboration with So Strong, which is a terribly named pugging system for the Asian region that also runs tournaments along similar lines to ESEA and FaceIt. Top players from the region put their name forward for trials, where Optic management picked the players they felt excelled and worked together well, and unsurprisingly, Forsaken was among them, and they revealed their official lineup on the 1st of June. Now, I say Forsaken was unsurprisingly among them because many players in the Asian region had been calling him bullshit since 2017. That was like the first thing the Indonesian sensation Bentet tweeted out after the incident, and he wasn't alone in calling out the Indian player. Regrettably for Optic, the whole embarrassment could have actually been avoided if an ESIC investigation panel hadn't been convinced by the player that a VAC banned account he had access to was only VAC'd after he sold it. This changed a 2-year ban into a 6-month ban from, you know, ESIC partners, and as a result of that, he was able to compete for the Optic team. And in a statement put out there by the Esports Integrity Coalition, he said, "I started playing professionally in India near January 2017, and I was asked to join this mixed team called Shooting Monkeys by my friend Swapnil. I got involved in account trading near September 2016 because of mainly three reasons: that I needed a break from CSGO, I needed some money during my college time, and I was not completely aware of Valve's terms of service on account selling or trading. But I know that's not an excuse to do something illegal or unethical for violating Valve's terms of service. I must serve a punishment." He goes on to say, "I'm glad I never stopped practicing and learning new things about this game. and I will finally be able to play competitive CSGO in the near future. I'm very excited to restart my CSGO career once I will get the opportunity. Meanwhile, I'm going to practice even harder and help myself become a better player than I ever was. So can you fucking believe it? This guy already had a second chance. And yeah, what better way to repay that faith and to become, quote, a better player than by cheating your little balls off at a big LAN event, namely the Extremes LAN 2018 Asia Finals, with a $100,000 prize pool, which is where this debacle took place. So anyway, he gets flagged for suspicious activity during Optic India's game against Revolution from Kazakhstan. The admins were trying to intimate on social media that their sophisticated anti-cheat caught him, but I don't buy that for a fucking single second. I think most likely it was clips like this.
Forsaken and Antidote are going to have to try and retake the site. Luckily, there is a hole in the smoke, so Forsaken's going to get some nice positioning up on the site. And he's going to be able to get rid of Fog. To the 2v2. Nicely.
It's a hole in the smoke.
Indeed, it doesn't look like he's been the most careful of hackers down the years. A few of the clips have immediately started to bubble up to the surface, including this little beauty here on Train, which looks like Babby's first play with a wall hack. The game was stopped and the admins wanted to check his PC, which gave us this amazing clip of him trying to stop them checking out the cheats he had to frantically, manually delete. Just look at the blind panic on his face. And there's a better way to see the clip. There's a way we can improve it. Let's do it like this. Yep, loads better, wasn't it? Now, shout out to LuZinY0102 for those clips, and indeed for this image of the files that they were able to recover and was put out publicly. It's really some fucking amateur hour shit. People were naming cheat files after benign programs back in like 2008. It's been going on for a long, long time. And generally, the only environment you would ever get away with this in would be a BYOB LAN. Doing it at a LAN tournament where the admins monitor everything that goes on the PCs is just absurd. It's not going to fool a fucking admin at all. It's also unbelievable that we can assume he paid for this cheat and it didn't have a fucking kill switch. You know, how stupid do you have to be to try and get away with this? So anyway, the team was of course summarily disqualified. Forsaken was immediately kicked from the team and his teammates made it abundantly clear that they knew nothing about his cheating, which all things considered is fairly plausible because think about how this team was kind of thrown together by different players who didn't necessarily know each other before. So I'd be willing to give them the benefit of the doubt on this one. All that was left to complete the farce was for VaxSucks to get involved. That's a subreddit dedicated to the deranged conspiracy theory that all pros are cheating and everyone in the scene is covering it up, including Valve themselves. They went into an apoplexy about it, saying it proved that pro players were cheating at LAN, which is a typically stupid conclusion from that crowd when you consider that if anything, it shows that cheating at LAN will almost certainly result in this type of ending to the story. Unless I'm supposed to believe that this team of admins at a lesser-known tournament in global terms are just the greatest team of admins of all time and are running measures that ESL, ESEA, E-League, and DreamHack aren't. No, in actuality, the sensible conclusion would be that maybe the system works. Maybe cheating at LAN like this is a lot harder than you might suspect. And maybe, just fucking maybe, hardly anyone is fucking stupid enough to try it. There are still some questions, though. It's not a VAC ban, so this player technically could still compete at Valve sanctioned tournaments and qualifiers if anyone were willing to pick the player up. I don't know if Valve will be willing to make an exception in this case. And what about other tournament organizers? Traditionally, TOs haven't mirrored each other's bans because it can lead to legal challenges because you don't necessarily have the evidence to substantiate the ban. This is of particular concern to ESL, who are based in Germany, where I'm told German cheaters have tried to contest ESL bans and might have grounds to do so, or better grounds to do so, if it was a mirroring of another platform's ban. But you've got to consider ESL does run an Indian pro league. So can the newly appointed most high-profile cheater be allowed to show his face in that competition? I mean, one thing I'll say is I know about cheaters. They don't really have a lot of fucking shame. So he probably will try it if anyone is going to extend that hand and let him play. But even as I was writing this out and recording this, it seems the guy has really fucked over his teammates to boot. And already downsizing Infinite Esports with all the problems that we listed earlier saw this as the perfect excuse to kick the whole fucking team. Unfairly meaning four of the players' dream ticket have been cruelly snatched away from them, which just makes this guy Forsaken an absolute bastard of the highest order. Anyway, shout out to Rivalry.gg for sponsoring the video, and be sure to head over to Rivalry.gg/RLS to support the channel and qualify for up to $350 of VIP bonuses. I'll see you all next time.